Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When I start the next segment, I'm going to go directly into financial analysis with all the big developments that have happened yesterday evening and today. We have all the latest info here right in front of me right now, and we'll walk through what they're doing. I keep getting calls. I keep getting emails. I'm not mad at listeners for calling in about it. You should call in about it. You're welcome to call in about whatever you want, but it's the info of, I've been hearing since last Thursday that six pilots, I guess they're all pilots on the B-52. No, there's two pilots on the B-52, are all dead, all murdered. And then I go research it, and that's not true. That's not true. What was it? Three, at least three, I have to go back over my notes, of the six people that are dead died in car wrecks and things of that nature months and months before the B-52 flew nukes to the wrong airbase. Then I've got to have debates about, are there nukes routinely on aircraft? And then is Bush trying to sneak nukes to Iran? He's publicly said they've got nukes already deployed and want to use them. And then people get into the story of the strange death of Todd Blue, Todd Alexander Blue, and people say that he was under investigation for the possible role of the nuclear weapons loaded on the B-52. But then there's no source for that. People just say it. They just say that no source, they just say it. Interesting. I mean, I don't know what to say about our movement anymore. I get calls constantly about, did I hear the rumors about FEMA camps? And that it's always some weird disinfo added onto it. I go, well, here, let me give you mainline documents, Army websites. They admit it all. Houston Chronicle. And they go, no, I want to talk about this disinfo. And I say, well, I really want to get you to look at this. Come on, let's talk about real things. Let's give them numbers. PDD 51, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, Military Commissions Act. Michelle Malkin wrote a book of the case for internment camps. I mean, let's you want to talk about camps? Please, instead of just telling everyone you heard there might be camps, let me give you documentation. No! We're going to spread rumor. To when people hear me talk about camps, they think, oh, that's one of those people shooting their mouth off. And then you get, and there's people in our movement who always seize on this. It's publicity stunts. Instead of freaking out over Alan Greenspan coming out and saying, kill the economy, basically, it's going to go down. And with that statement, he knows that will push it down. Or instead of talking about just incredible things that are sensational in and of themselves on their face, it's always got to be some made up baloney. And you know why people do that? They do that so they can be the exclusive on it. They do that so they can put it out. See, if you make something up like no planes hitting Tower 1 or 2 or holograms, you're the one making that up. You're going to get attention. You're not like all the other scholars and architects and engineers and numbers and math and science. You've become the center of attention saying that Casper the Friendly Ghost did it with his band of Octurians. And it's the same thing with all of this. And I just refuse to be part of it. Okay? I refuse to be part of it. We got all these open preparations for war, and we can't talk about any of those. We got to talk about people that died in the military before this B-52 incident. And don't let the facts get in your way.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent hours of valuable time wasted researching the news about the B-52 and the nukes and all this. I mean, the globalists didn't need to hijack some B-52 by remote control to have it fire cruise missiles and blow up cities to blame it on Al-Qaeda. It just never ends. And it's sites that push paranormal stuff and Yeti and all that that are putting it out. And just say la vie, man, okay? You want to do that, go right ahead. I got all these radio shows calling me up wanting me to come on and talk about it, and I just go, I'm not going to come on and talk about that. I'm not going to come on and talk about how, on this date, Houston will be nuked. You just listen to that stuff. It's about as credible as a... It doesn't matter. I mean, just have a little bit of discernment out there, just a tiny little bit. I mean, it's the same crowds. They were always claiming there's a secret U.S. ambassador with trillions of dollars. And if you just send us some money and support us, we'll get those trillions and save the economy. I mean, just totally made up. I've had listeners call me and argue with me and go, I'm working with guys in Nigeria They're sending me 14 mil and I just send them 5,000. And I sent the 5,000 and they're on the phone with me telling me, if I just send 5,000 more, I'm going to get the 14 million. And I'm like, that's a 10-year-old internet scam. They run them out of Nigeria. Because if 1 out of 1,000 believes the email, they get the, you think you've hit it rich. People don't listen. It's not just my listeners. It's a lot of people don't listen. A lot of people go for that Nigerian scam. I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. I will not sell magical water machines, no matter how much the sponsors offer me. I will not sell magical cure-all creams or potions or other snake oils. I will not pitch magical magic beam machines that heal everything. And I will not be part of all of it that's discredited to this movement. It's bad enough sometimes I got to sit here with sponsors playing in the background that I disagree with. I mean, I'll tell you to buy high-quality vitamin drinks, and I'll sit here and tell you buy gold, which is more than doubled in price now, and I'll tell you buy guns, and I'm not selling them. But I got a conscience, and that's why I've been successful, because for all my problems and all my foibles, this is a real show with real information. This is not the kook hour. Okay? That is not what this is. I put my life on the line to cover these issues. And what irritates me is I get criticized because I won't jump into every unfounded, disproven, half-baked piece of disinfo that is spewed out. Just because the mainstream media spins and lies and obfuscates and engages in every known form of chicanery and skullduggery doesn't mean that the entire alternative media is telling the truth. Or the alternative media has all the answers. Or just because somebody in the alternative movement said something, that makes it so. Now, I pioneered looking for drills and watching for drills to expose when the New World Order is going to strike. But it's if we say every drill is imminent and every drill is going to be it, and then attach to it disparate pieces of information that, I mean, I looked into this plane thing, and they were going to nuke us, and they've killed all the airmen situation. And it's not true. So far. At least half of the 6 dead airmen died in automobile accidents and other events around the country in the months before this event with the nukes going to the wrong place. Then I had to hear that the safety drill was unprecedented, it had never been done, there had never been an Air Force stand down, and that this was the end. And then when nothing happened Friday, the people that put the disinfo out then get to say, see, we stopped it. I happened to make some calls to people I know in the Air Force. I happened to have one who was there in their 6 years loading weapons on planes going, oh, no, all the time we had stand-downs. Every year they have a complete Air Force stand-down. That doesn't mean all the aircraft. It's a stand-down in maintenance with the main fleets to go over safety. Just like they have safety day if you work at Walmart. So see, that claim that it was unprecedented wasn't true. The claim that they all died and that they were involved in the air crew isn't true. And I spent hours going and looking at this, and it's not true. And I'll never hear the end of it. And the people that put this disinfo out, they won't be discredited. Like the people that said that Barbara Olson, who supposedly died on 77, had been arrested in Europe, or that Alan Greenspan had been arrested in Europe, or that some imaginary fake ambassador that never existed had $4 trillion. It's just all made up. And you've got to know that that stuff's done on purpose. And you see these people that come out in the 9/11 Truth Movement for a year, they act very credible, they act very serious, then a year later, just like in the JFK assassination where they, with Jim Garrison in trial, his fingerprint expert got up and acted totally crazy on the stand for the first time ever and said he fingerprinted his daughter every night to make sure it was still her. Same thing. They come out after a year and go, there were no planes. They were holograms. It was space beams. So obvious, it makes me sick. Let's stick to what we know. President Bush has declared himself dictator, taken continuity of government away from the Congress and given it to the UN. All in black and white, all in the SPP documents released 1 month ago, all in the public announcements of the White House. Unbelievable, earth-shattering, totally incredible. Cops are tasering quadriplegics in wheelchairs till they die. They are beating up city councilmen in the city council and then charging them when they punch him in the back. There are 30 million illegals. They've introduced bills to totally legalize them again, called the DREAM Act. The dollar is plunging rapidly. All of this is going on and happening, and half our movement is running around talking about holograms, chupacabras, and dead airmen. And I'm not here to police people, but just don't expect me to run with all of you. I used to try to help people in this movement, other, quote, leaders movement, and I found out they were all jealous and just detested me when I tried to give my hand up, so why even help them to begin with? I hope and dream for all of you out there to be leaders in your area. We are waking people up. We are discrediting the New World Order. We are having huge effects. But we don't have enough independent leaders out there who are good people and who are focused and who are serious to take action, and we need you to step to the plate now. Let me get into economic news before I run out of time here. Let me just give you a smattering of it. Really bad economic news showing us where this country's going. I have the transcript of her speech. You couldn't make this stuff up. I mean, all week we should have just been talking about the immigration issue. That's huge. All week we should have been talking about Hillary. First, last week, another Democratic presidential candidate, John Edwards, comes out and says that you will have to go to the doctor from cradle to grave every year for checkups. Sounds reasonable, but again, it's about the nanny state, the eugenic state, controlling your life, forcing vaccines on you, you name it. Hillary comes out and says, this is a quote, you won't be able to have a job without having insurance. That brings total federal control over all jobs, total surveillance, total tracking. And she went on to say, and you'll have to go to the doctor every year. Again, that's them totally getting in your life, totally running your life, totally bankrupting the government even more. I mean, it'd be bad enough if they said, we're going to just pay for the insurance for 15 million Americans. But no, they just say, we're taking everything over. Now, on the main economic front, listen to these headlines. Fed rate cut could recede quickly. Pickens, crude oil could hit $100 a barrel by year end. PrisonPlanet.com. That last story was out of CNBC. China's ultimatum, let us invade Taiwan, or we'll dump the dollar. Financial analyst says China could use huge dollar reserves as blackmail and for beefing superpower status. Another key article that we put together up there is about Greenspan attempts to destroy U.S. economy. That's the big news. That's what all these announcements are when they say the economy's imploding. Credit turmoil set to benefit big banks. This is the key story. Large banks with big balance sheets and access to central bank liquidity could be poised to benefit from the recent turmoil in financial markets, says ratings agency Moody's in a report on Wednesday. As the crisis in confidence in the credit has reduced access to cheap capital markets, funding for non-bank participants such as hedge funds, the ratings agencies argue that banks are set to play an increasing important role as the much-needed distributors of central bank liquidity. Yeah, they got all these little sub-licensed bodies to go out and sell paper. Then the big banks 2 months ago just stopped buying it. That's all that happened, to then blow out all their competition and consolidate it while damaging the wider economy on a bigger scale. Oil goes to an all-time record of $82. Gold goes to an all-time record of 716-something. U.S. gold futures hit 28-year peak. We're going to tell you what it all means on the other side and go over it. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kits, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Break down what's happening real simply. The private central banks of the world announced 2 years ago that they plan to incrementally destroy the dollar bring it down to at least 30% of its previous value until the euro fully replaces it. They even said this in the 70s, but they said they were implementing the plan 2 years ago. They will then claim that the dollar has plunged so far after 5-10 years, it could even be that long, of recession, that if we dollarize Latin America, the original plan was the Pan-American Union, step by step it'll be North American, then the bankers will boost it up, make it rise, say it's the world reserve currency, but then they're going to have a speculation war between the euro and the Amero when both are owned by the same families, the shareholders of the banks that issue it. They said this in the 70s. I mean, David Rockefeller, this is public. That's how I didn't predict any of it. You're like, how did you know this would happen? They told us. But before they can do this to us, they have to put on a little song and dance. So the song and dance is, well, you guys have overspent and the adjustable rate mortgages and all of the subprime mortgages to bad people with bad credit, you caused it all, but okay, if you demand an interest rate cut, it'll hurt the dollar further, but gee willikers, we'll do it. And they cut the interest rate, which makes more lending take place, and more borrowing take place, and more debt take place, but then it means the foreigners, where they can get 7-8% from other treasuries, says, no, we're not going to buy even less dollars now. And so the dollar goes down even further, and oil goes up another $2, and gold is at $7.26 right now. They've been artificially suppressing that for 50 years. There's been lawsuits over it. The documents have come out. I mean, we're seeing things we've never seen before right now. It was $310 an ounce. I was buying it for below melt in 2000, 2001. And all the talking heads said, you're a kook if you buy gold. Let me at the gym on an exercise bike next to some old guy's a stockbroker. And he goes, oh, you're buying gold. You're an idiot. And that old guy, I'm sure, he still thinks he's making money because the stock market's at 14,000. But that's with the dollar that's devalued by half. But look, here's what's happening. Greenspan and all the head guys come out and bash the dollar, bash the U.S., say the dollar is going to get replaced. Stuff they've never said before, death knell. And then that causes the long slide downwards. But then so it doesn't completely plunge, the plunge they orchestrated, then they come in and save it with the interest rate cut. But then Bernanke comes out on the heels of it today and says, oh, but that's not going to last long. It's really bad what's coming. So right now they're just literally, it'd be like if somebody was drowning and you stuck your hand down off the side of the boat to give them a hand and you gave them a hand and then you stabbed him with a dagger in the throat and then laughed and let go of him. Again, it's the song and dance. I have to hear people. I heard them chattering last night at a school event going, oh, at least they're, oh, they cut the rate. It's helping. Oh, good. Well, things will be fine then. No, they won't be fine. They're killing the dollar. The people wanted to still have the dollar. Even though the globalists for years have been trying to kill it, people are still holding on to them. So now the Greenspan, Volcker, the Treasury Secretary, they're all running around, the Exchequer, they're all the head of the German Bundesbank, they're all running around talking trash about the dollar, our own government is, and then they cut the rates and go, oh, that's what you wanted. Your fiat stock market went up a little bit while they stabbed another hole in the dollar. And that's pretty sophisticated, isn't it? I mean, you try to explain that to an average American who, again, doesn't, can't find the U.S. on a map, but they can find the golf course. They can sure, you know, owning their car dealership, they can sure find their mistress. They can't find their 15-year-old when he's out back smoking crack, though. We're a decadent, pot-bellied, myself included, nation falling apart at the edges, disintegrating. And here it is. They admit it. Credit turmoil could benefit banks. We're going to talk more about this when we get back. Then I'm going to get into what $100 a barrel of oil are going to mean. Remember we told you Bilderberg planned that 2 years ago? Now they've got all the top economists out saying it, getting you ready for it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north, north to Alaska. North to Alaska, go north for precious
iron. All right. North, I'm going to try to walk through calmly. So I'm driving along in the car. I'm reading news articles. It's all so clear to explain what they're doing. And then I get on air and the adrenaline's flowing. I just get mad. I'm trying to just boil it down simply. And I know a lot of you are smarter than I am, but this is so simple. And you try to explain it to a yuppie who's making $200,000 a year, and they just can't understand you. They think Greenspan wants to help them. They don't even know what central banks are, how they operate. They don't read IMF and World Bank leaked documents. They don't interview Nobel Prize winners. They don't understand. And this is life and death. This is going to really screw stuff up. I hate the fiat system. I hate the Federal Reserve because it gives them control so they can do stuff like they're doing right now. And then it's so complex, the public can't even understand it. And believe me, finance and derivatives and put options and paper and all of it is so complex that I've been studying it for years, and I just understand general areas over every aspect. I have a general knowledge. I mean, there's guys who study their whole life with 170 IQs, just one aspect of financing airports, you know, to understand how that's done. I mean, it's all specialized, but I'm going to get into it in a minute. Before I do that, folks, eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, huge banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I am so proud to have this sponsor. They are the oldest continually running, 26 years, about to be 27 years, operating company in the U.S. They are the name. It's who I bought storable foods from 8 years ago. It's who I bought stuff from earlier this year. And I'd never even called to get them to be a sponsor. And they're like, of course we want to sponsor you, Alex. So we are so honored to have them on board here. Steve Shank also has a great Sunday night program right after my Sunday night show here from 6 to 8 p.m. Central on the Genesis Network. So you can tune into that. The website is eFoodsDirect.com. You can go hear MP3s of the show. And a very small portion of it is about storable foods. I've learned a lot listening to the show myself. But just go to their website, eFoodsDirect.com, to find out more details or call them at 800-409-5633. Get a free brochure about storable foods, 1-800-409-5633. These come out to about a dollar, what is it, like $1.25 per meal, and I know that it's high quality. You can't call it organic. 99% is organic, but the bananas and stuff out of third world, you can't certify, so, but it pretty much is organic. He calls it clean food. And it's 50% more calories than the average person needs. They're big meals. Okay, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Wonderful, folks. Let me just try to put it simply. The New World Order took over the U.S. in 1913. They set up the state police in 1933. They federalized everything. They've been taking over and expanding their dominance over private property since then. They've had federal rulings saying they can take your private property without just compensation. They're handing over the water districts. They're handing over the roads, the infrastructures, the power plants to foreign institutions for pennies on the dollar. The third world model of the IMF and World Bank looting third world countries is now happening in the U.S. openly. They set up a police state preemptively, knowing that when you find out they've stolen all your pension funds, they changed the law to do that, and have already sucked them dry. They left about 5% in most of the big ones. Some are still there, but I'm saying overall, most of them have been totally drained. The Pentagon pension funds have all been drained. It is, again, the looting, the wild-eyed looting is what lets me know they're really going to do something big. This isn't going to be like the 2000 bump. This isn't going to be like the 87 bump. Barring a miracle, and it isn't me saying this, folks, remember Greenspan, when stuff was bad, he would say everything was fine, because it's all about confidence. Greenspan, Bernanke, I know I keep saying this, I can't believe it myself. Volcker, the Treasury Secretary, they're all on television saying, end of the dollar, huge real estate crash, sustained recessions, hyperinflation. I mean, I'm not the one saying this. And I've always said, because I studied what they did in Thailand, what they did in Vietnam, what they did in China, what they've done in Japan, what they've done in South Korea, what they've done in the Philippines, what they've done in Europe, what they've done in Russia, what they've done in Israel, what they've done in Mexico, what they've done in Venezuela, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Chile. It's the same. We have the IMF plan. It's called the IMF Action Plan. And it's how they do this. The last chapter of my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, covers it in 2002, how they were going to do it in the next 6 years. Well, here we are, boys and girls. How do we know what they're going to do? We have their documents. And I'm mad because no one is blaming them. No one. Now, we got articles up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. One of them is how China's holding the U.S. hostage over all this. And the other is how Greenspan is killing the U.S. economy in his own words. But again, they make the announcements, but then they play the part of the savior. They make the announcements all weekend that things are going to plunge. The banks go down, bank stocks by close to 20%, some of them by 40-something percent. Now they admit it's spread to other banks. I have like five articles, hold on, here today where they admit it's spread into all the banks. They're saying there's a good chance you could have total bank failures. We're now finding out a bunch of Spanish, Italian, German banks. All these other banks are going to the Bank of England. Again, it's the big honcho. It's the big empire. It's the issuer of all of it. It's the owner of our Federal Reserve. And saying, give us emergency loans. We're going bankrupt. Because the big banks, there's only a handful of real banks that can issue the credit that are central banks. And again, the big name, Chase Manhattan, Bank of England, when you hear those names, those are the real banks that own the shares of the Federal Reserve. And they're the ones that 2 months ago stopped issuing credit. They're the ones that stopped buying the paper on the loans. Just like in 29, they're drying up the credit. Not because they want to help anybody, not because they want to stop something. It's fiat. They could just keep pumping it up forever. It's because they want to consolidate. Where's that article? I started reading some of it, and then I didn't get to it. Listen to this. Listen to this. Financial Times of London, most important financial publication in the world. Credit turmoil set to benefit big banks. Large banks with big balance sheets and access to central bank liquidity could be poised to benefit from the recent turmoil in financial markets, says ratings agency Moody's in a report on Wednesday. As the crisis of confidence and credit has reduced access to cheap capital markets, funding from non-bank participants such as hedge funds, the ratings agencies argues that the banks are set to play an increasingly important role as the much-needed distributors of central bank liquidity. What are they doing? They're now buying up hundreds of billions of dollars of paper credit and paper loans that were already made. They're making everybody wait till they go bankrupt, and then they're buying it up for pennies on the dollar. Real mortgages, real things you're going to have to pay off, and if you don't, they just get the real property. They are culling us. They are shearing us. They are raping us in a huge way right now. And here it is, admitting it. This is the only other place I've seen the truth, and of course it's the Financial Times of London. And they've got several articles on this. And all these idiot yuppies are running around toasting each other. I had to hear it last night. Well, all of them weren't idiots. A lot of them got it. Running around saying, oh, the rate cut, the market boomed. That's a fiat market. That's a salve. You see, they make the move that hurts the global economy for a consolidation phase to begin, but then they do the public salve of a paltry rate cut to make you think the market's going up when the market is a total fraud. If the dollar's devalued by almost 60% against euro opening, or parity up by 40%, at parity, if you look at that point and go forward, then is it good to have a stock market only up 2,000 points post-September 11th? No. It's a huge loss. Now, you better explain this to the yuppies. Because if the globalists think they can get away with this, they're trying to manage it and gauge it right now. They're testing the waters. This is a big deal what they're about to do. They're going to put us into a worldwide recessionary spiral that leads to depression. And now they're talking like that. Now, I know I'm yelling and screaming. I wanted to get Ted in here to talk about this because he's an expert on finances and been studying this for a long time and been in the precious metals business for a long time. And I got so busy last time he was on a month ago when gold was, what, $40-something dollars cheaper an ounce. And I got busy and did not order the couple gold coins I was going to get. So busy, I never put the order in, and it doesn't matter. Today, I put my order in, even though it's... And he's got gold at last week's price, because he got it in. These are serious numismatics with collector value on them that you're getting near melt. And Ted does this as a promotion, and they go quick, and he sold out last time, and when I went to get some a week later, sorry, that deal's gone, Alex. Okay? Okay? Now, gold may go back down to 700 again, but you know, it's, if you watch the graph, it's only going to go up to 800 the next time. You see, it is so important to get out of dollars now, I cannot tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Ted Anderson, the owner of Genesis Communications, Midas Resources, 12 years in business, been in gold brokerage for what, over 20 years. Ted, you've got this stuff in stock right now. You've got two different groups of coins. You've got the French and Swedish francs. 5 ounces, and you've got those at near melt with numismatic value, beautiful 100-year-old coins, some of them 60 years old. It's all in between there. And then you've also got the incredibly rare Olympics at a really good price. Tell them about it, Ted. Tell them now. Well, first talk about the economy. What are we facing here?
Well, I mean, right now, Alex, here's what we've got going on. I mean, just recently there have been a run on the bank. It's the
Bank of England just came in and bailed out one of the big banks in London. There's just people standing in lines trying to get their money out of there.
But it wasn't just Northern Rock. Now it's spread to other banks.
Yeah, it's spreading to other banks, but Northern Rock was the one here just recently. That was pretty significant. You know, if you have to have the Bank of England coming in and bailing them out. Of course, the Federal Reserve System came in and bailed out the big mortgage lender countrywide here just recently as well. So there's a lot of things that are going on
and
there.
And by the way, they're saying that the middle of next year is going to be literally 10 times worse with the paper coming due and all the paper that hasn't been sold. That is the brokerage houses, the local broker that did your mortgage, they have been unable to sell for 2 months. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, the real estate market has fallen in price, and that's causing, you know, people to have to foreclose on their mortgages. They're actually giving them back to the lenders. The lenders right now are having problems. You're right. The real property is being turned over to the few people that can finance these things. The way you put it, you know, to put it briefly, the Federal Reserve Bank branches, the ones that own the Federal Reserve System, have the ability to get as much money as they need at any time they need it. But the banks that are actually out there having to earn the money to lend it, they can't do it. So they're the ones that are having to foreclose.
And let's explain how this works. So it's the Federal Reserve's job to get you most extended as you can, out on a limb as far as you can, and then saw it off, and then they pick everything up at the end of the poker game.
The further this country goes into debt, both public and private, not just public, but both public and private, not just the government, but you too, the further we go into debt, the more interest we have to pay, the more they become rich.
And it's all fiat that came out of nowhere. Now, and then again, they orchestrate the financial crisis. You being a real expert on this, and I've had many discussions with you over a cup of coffee, you really know your stuff, and I've studied this for years. You probably know more than I do in certain facets of this, and this is what Ron Paul's saying as well. What is it like to know Greenspan is behind all this and then to watch him posing as the savior and chastising Bush when Bush had no control over this?
Yeah, that's the funny thing. The President of the United States has no ability to affect economics at all. When we see the economy going up and down, we always look to the Federal Reserve's chairman. And for some reason, people think that this is something to do with the government, but it doesn't. It's a private business. They make money. We as individuals here in the United States, through the U.S. Treasury, create the currency, but we have to turn it over to the Federal Reserve System for their stamp of approval, and then they lend it back to us. They lend it back to the United States government, and they lend it to us as individuals through their Federal Reserve Bank branches.
Dad, before I run out of time, because I know we're getting off in economics now, this is a good deal. It supports the network. I'm trying to support Ted, who gives you these really special deals. Tell them about the gold offers you've got.
Well, I mean, right
and
now,
this time, hold me 3 or 4 coins, because last time I called, they were gone.
Yeah, well, that's the problem right now. We're selling out so quickly. I mean, the supply is really a big issue when the market is getting hot, and the gold and silver market is just on fire. There's no question about it. There's two things.
No, I've had my guys go downtown to try to buy gold and silver here in Austin. It's very low prices, similar to yours. They're sold out.
Yeah, that's the issue right now. If you can get into things, but here's what we have available right now. Now you said that it's actually the Swiss franc and the French franc, not the Swedish franc, but that's okay. I mean, it comes from Switzerland. It's a good coin. It's 1/5 of an ounce. The coin currently right now is priced at 153. It's a great way to get into small gold coins. The other one is the $10 Olympic. It's one of Jack Brownrigg's old favorites. It is a coin that was issued by the U.S. Mint. Issued for collector purposes only, and right now they're trading at 528. They've seen a market peak of about 700, and I think it was a $740 an ounce around 1986. And currently, right now, you're able to get those at a huge discount from where they were. Gold at that time was about $450 an ounce. Now we're looking at gold at $721 an ounce. People are definitely moving into the precious metals market. There is no question in my mind or anybody's financial minds out there that know what's going on.
All right, somebody popped in my earlier and said 726. You're saying it's 721.
Well, it's trading in the futures market right now. It's bouncing up and down. Today it opened up at about 725. It got up to 726. Right now it's at 721.
Okay, that's what I am.
You know, it all has to do with the futures contracts that are trading, but it doesn't matter. This particular deal, I got a new price sheet in. One of the brokers came to me. My trader has just gone sick today. She says she's got to post the new prices. I know they're up because the price of gold is much higher than it was yesterday. This is a great buy to be getting into. And right now, the financial handwriting is on the wall. The central banks are trying to bail out these big lenders.
You know what? I wish I'd have put more of my meager assets 6-7 years ago, because I had nothing then, into gold. Ted, give them the number repeatedly.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. I'll say it again. It's 1-800 866-226-2237. Go ahead if you want to have some a small piece of gold. That Frank is a great way to get involved.
By the way, you're getting these at near melt price with a numismatic collector's value, and there's always added expense in the small coins because those for some reason are more valuable. I guess because they're easier to sell when they're small and not as expensive. That is a great deal on those Franks right now, Ted.
Oh, I think that Frank is a really good deal. As a matter
let's be clear, these are last week's prices.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about $765 to have that coin, and spot gold is practically that right now.
When you put the five coins together, it comes out to $765 an ounce.
Yeah, and the nice part about it, Alex, we were just on the air here, what was it, about a month ago. Those people that bought on that special could turn around and sell them to me and actually get more money than they put into it back out of it.
In fact, you wouldn't mind, in fact, buying right now.
Oh, absolutely. I need the supply. And the thing is they can take a nice profit, and at the same time, they supported the show, and we're carrying it. You know, this message has to be heard out there.
See, folks, Ted's going on air saying sell him gold right now, okay? Do you understand that you can't hardly get gold now in Austin where I live? I'm telling you, it's the deal. Give him the number again, Ted.
Yeah, it's 800-686-2237.
1-800-686-2237. Tell him it's the Alex Jones special to take advantage of that. This is cut rate prices on both those groups of coins. 1-800-686-2237. Final segment, stay with us.
Baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Rents, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
If you go up to PrisonPlanet.com, they have the latest news article out. Police beat town councilman and arrest him for assault. And it says that after the police beat him up, this is WNDU television, that they charged him with felony a battery of a police officer. Now, the police chief, the head marshal, is what it's called there, in Indiana, punches him in the back and knocks him down the stairs. Then he gets on his back and starts punching him in the head. I mean, it's a very genteel council member. He's been exposing corruption. His house has been vandalized. He's been calling for the police chief to be fired. And the mayor tells him, leave. He gets up very politely, walks very gentlemanly. The cop just, boom, boy. And he falls right out, and they just, it's so incredible. It's so incredible. And then they charge him with a felony. It didn't matter, the guy, after he got out of the police station, days later had to go to the hospital. Doesn't matter. I mean, they hurt him bad. He's an older gentleman. Just, man, you cops are nuts. You're nuts. You're nuts. You're going to get in a lot of trouble. You know, you just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. I'm out of time. I hope you take advantage of the deal Ted was just offering you at 800-686-2237. It's not a miracle machine device that heals you. It's not some magic cream. It's not a space beam that's going to heal you or a flying saucer. It's just gold. Been around forever. And let me see. If it was at 310 or 15 when I first started buying gold, and it's now at 726 at its high today. That's more than double. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And it's because of these sponsors. I mean, Ted, there's been times when Ted almost had to close the door a couple years ago when lies and propaganda were put out, trying to shut down this network. It didn't work. He's just a great guy with great deals on gold. So when you support him, you're not only getting high-quality gold at a good price, you're also supporting the GCN radio network. That without Genesis, what would there be? I mean, we have been here continually. We have fought all the way through, and I'm just proud of all of our AM&FM affiliates. Be sure and support their sponsors, local listeners. I'm so thankful for my great crew and John Harmon running the show. I'm thankful for everybody out there who's made it all possible, so we really do appreciate all of you. And I'm thankful to all my sponsors, whether it be Interfood or eFoods Direct or Researched Herbs or Blacklisted Herbs or Bedfan or the Ron Paul Liberty Dollar, those beautiful gold coins. Just everybody that makes this show possible, because it is not cheap. And we've taken on more employees here, and we're trying to have a bigger effect and make better films and have a bigger impact. And so we appreciate all of you for your incredible support. The financial front is off the chart crazy, and it's admitted. Financial Times of London, the banks admit that they are having a heyday right now. Our pain, their gain. Just remember that, cops who serve the system, when they're repossessing your house, remember who your buddies are. And when you give your son that third round of shots at 18 months and he goes from blowing out the candles at his birthday and playing in the backyard to being in diapers for the rest of his life, I wish you didn't hurt your son, your daughter, with those injections, but you didn't listen. Because we're the kooks, man. We're those people that talk about a private Federal Reserve and talk about a new world order and talk about corruption and talk about World War III. Meanwhile, I've never seen such war drum beating for war with Iran and Syria, as our name is demonized, as our economy and our dollar is destroyed. I've never seen anything like it. So these will definitely be interesting broadcasts coming up in the next days and weeks. Don't forget, we restream the show. If you missed all the police brutality news and clips, it's about to restart on MyStreams and InfoWars.com, where we restream the show continually 24 hours a day, live and taped. There's also the free podcast you can subscribe to, but if you go to InfoWars.com and click on the main streams, you can hear the start of the show today, if you missed it, where I went through all of, you know, killing old women with tasers and wheelchairs and just everything else. They're completely out of control. We also played the audio of the video of them attacking the city council member. So that's coming up here in just a moment at InfoWars.com. All right, we'll see you back live here in 21 hours.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.